the western bumblebee was one of the more common bees around here many years ago. And in the last several years, it's been quite rare. It's been in rapid decline along the West Coast, California, Oregon, Washington. And there are still some individuals being found on the western slope of Colorado. My colleagues at Rocky Mountain Biological Lab have noted individuals of the western bumblebee out there. But on the Front Range here, there's occasional reports, but it certainly hasn't been common in recent years.
And I know that there's a larger concern and research into what's going on with bees in general. Do we know if there may be a connection to that decline?
Well, all bees are subject to a lot of the same things that are causing declines in pollinators. So this particular bumblebee, we don't know exactly what the problem is, but Robin Thorpe, who's a bumblebee expert, has hypothesized that the big problem is related to the fact that this species has been used commercially, and individuals were exported to Europe where they were bred, and then individuals came back from Europe carrying parasites and disease that might have spread through the populations here and caused the declines. So that's one of the main hypotheses that's out there. But there are lots of things that can cause declines in pollinators. The neonicotinoids that you hear about in the news, a kind of insecticide, changing habitat, development, lack of nesting sites, lack of natural food resources, disease, parasites, all of those things can cause declines. And that's the focus of our study. Really, we've been looking at all the bumblebees of the Front Range and trying to determine, well, let me step back a second. We have information about what species occurred here in the early 1900s and what elevations they occurred at. But there's no abundance data from that time period. And so we don't really have a baseline measure for what species were extremely abundant here and which were not. And so we're trying to really establish which species are found where and how abundant they are at this point in time.
Can you say the formal name one more time?
It's Bombus, which is all the bumblebees. And then the specific name is Occidentalis.
Truly meaning Western in Latin.
Correct.
And any signs for why they seemingly could be coming back in the Boulder area? Or am I even taking that too far, just saying that?
It's a little difficult to say at this point in time. One could speculate that colonies survived with small numbers of individuals and they're developing resistance to diseases and parasites, but we really don't have a definitive answer to that.
Well, Carol, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.